And welcome to Chatterbox.
Someone's been learning Audacity. Hey, and welcome to this Chatterbox podcast. This is episode 3 of in the series. This week we will be discussing Windows 10 and its effect on society. Oh, I'm so good at this. So, I don't know if you know or don't know, but Windows 10 was recently released by Microsoft. There's this mixed sort of bag as to whether people actually like it, simply because there's a lot of some updates and stuff don't work, and often they do more harm than good, and a lot of computers are crashing. But that's just because most people think that Microsoft just rushed it out. So do I. I'm still on Windows 7. It's my favourite OS. I mean, 8.1's not bad, but you know, if you can stick with 10, then that's fine. But a lot of people think as well, which is another issue, that Microsoft is spying on them with a lot of the spyware and stuff. People try the best to turn it off, but you know, at the end of the day, you're still turning off certain Windows functions that may be needed. And obviously Microsoft doesn't want you doing this. They want to keep tabs on you. I mean, you know, they say, oh, it's so we can improve the software, oh, you know, we can make things better, it's all about you. So people, including myself, are thinking, well, all these settings that that appear saying, you know, send my data to Microsoft, send my typing data to Microsoft, it's stuff that you can turn off. But then to think all the stuff that they don't let you turn off, like Windows updates, for example, you know, what are they hiding, basically? So, you know, a lot of speculation that Windows 10 maybe, not necessarily, you know, they might pull it up with like a service pack or something, sort of a, you know, it might be a revisit to Windows Vista, which, you know, after Service Pack 2 wasn't as bad, but you know, it still had its flaws. But we've already had Windows 8.1, which was a big improvement to Windows 8. Now, usually Microsoft goes good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. That's sort of the trend that the OSs follow. But I think that it's going to go bad, 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 because Windows 8, not cause I wasn't so keen on Windows 8.1, and I hate Windows 10. Another thing is Windows 10 will be the last version of Windows, pretty much. So all they're going to do is keep updating it. Now, if we're going to have Windows 10 in another 5 years, you know, what more can you add to already pretty terrible OS, apart from just doing updates, which will add tiny things. You know, people like to see something different, something change, like from Windows XP to Vista was a massive change, and a lot of people liked how it looked. And I did. I quite enjoyed it when I installed it. Occasionally run it from time to time when I'm testing software. But aside from that, not much will change. I don't like how they've changed the start menu to incorporate these stupid tiles. And I'm just looking at my start menu and it looks dead simple. You know, you've just got all your stuff, all your links to where you want to go, and then a small list of programs that you've pinned to the start menu, and that's it. That's how it should have been left. personality wise, it's pretty terrible, because if you've got a PC that isn't up to much, then turning certain Windows features off, like Aero effects, like minimizing and maximizing animations, are gonna slow your PC down pretty heftily. Heftily? Is that a word? I'll have to Google that. You know, so like, changing the theme to Windows Basic is gone. I tried to do that when I installed it. I thought, oh, well, you know, I'm testing it on this slower PC. This is before I got my new one. I'm just testing it on this slower PC. Can I turn it into Windows Basic? Which I thought, you know, in pretty much every other version, you are allowed to do. Either Windows Basic or Windows Classic. Now I've had experience with server OS's, so I'm used to that as well. But no, it's just, this is what you've got. It's a bit like Apple fans. I'm sorry, but there's not a great deal you can do to a Mac. You know, you can't really change window color. I mean, I might be wrong. I've never really used a Mac long enough, but for when I have, there's not much you can change, to be honest. You know, you can't change the themes, the colours, stuff like that. Now, obviously, I may be wrong, but, you know, same goes for iOS. You know, it's just one. There you go. That was me slapping the table. It's just one. Here you go. Use it, kind of thing. Whereas, like, Android. Now, I've already done this debate, but I'm going to go over it again. Android, it's, you know, oh, here you go, have a nice OS, do what you wish with it, and it's not our fault if you break it. Whereas Apple, it's like, we don't really want you to change stuff, because it's ours, and then it wouldn't be distinguishable as ours. And that's what probably Steve Jobs was aiming for, when him and his crew, so to speak, came up with the idea of one OS for everyone. Now, obviously, that's evolved tinily, and I mean tinily. I mean, like, iOS 7 was the first, probably the only big change to anything, which, you know, it just flattened things out, changed the color schemes, and it, you know, it was all right. You know, I had an iPhone for a while and an iPad, both of which I've given away. I prefer Android because of some what you can do. I mean, you know, granted, no viruses on an iPhone, but not really that many viruses on an Android phone. And if you make viruses for Android, you're horrible. But we'll gloss over that. People tend not to make viruses for Android that much. It's granted, you know, more aimed at Windows users, but, you know, if you're careful and you install decent antivirus, don't go to certain websites, like free download, freeware sites, torrent sites. I do not condone piracy, just saying. Feel pretty strongly about that. I like to pay for my things, but if you're safe, you know, I've completely lost the track that we were on about Windows 10, so I'm gonna go back to that. A lot of people have been rolling back to Windows 7 or 8 from 10, which I did. I completely removed it just because I didn't feel safe, to be honest. I just didn't feel like it was safe to use, safe to browse, because a lot of things got released saying that Microsoft will go through your files looking for, you know, pirated stuff, like programs won't be able to be used. Certain, like, basically they'll lock your PC out if they find stuff like that unreported to, well, your ISP probably. I didn't really read the user license agreement, but that was written in the. A lot of people just skim over that like it's just nothing there, but some nice people have read it and told people that there is certain things in there that say that Microsoft is allowed to go through your files and folders, looking at your stuff, basically. But aside from the downsides, there is a couple of nice things. If you own an Xbox One, then streaming Xbox One to PC is quite useful. Say if your Xbox is downstairs and you only have one TV, but you do have a computer that is running Windows 10, then you can just stream up to your computer. You know, that's not bad, but obviously if you don't have an excellent network running at your house, you know, it's, you know, you're living rurally? Is that a word? Rural? You live in the sticks, basically. Or your internet's a bit slow, just any reason really, then, you know, game performance starts to diminish pretty quickly, and, well, there's not much you can do about that. And I'm looking at this page, and there's more cons than there is pros that I've formulated from different sites, saying that, you know, there's not much in the way of pro really. And a lot of messages have been popping up on computers saying, you know, it's time to get a new PC because your computer will not support Windows 10, or it will have a hard time supporting Windows 10. You know, that doesn't come as good news to people, because certain, you know, old people that have fairly ancient PCs probably don't have the money or the patience to go through the rigmarole of changing, you know, going shopping for a PC. And it's just, you know, they just want a computer that they can use and feel safe on. So, yeah, I don't think... Personally, I wouldn't update. If I was given our advice, I wouldn't update. So that was Chatterbox for this week. I know it wasn't very long, perhaps very interesting, but it just came into my head when someone was talking to me about Windows 10 today. So I thought I'd put it in the podcast for this week. You know, it's only about 30 minutes long, but it gives you an insight of what I think about it. So, thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Ta-ra!